This is Danielle. It's been 2 weeks since I've done a show, and you can tell because I forgot that what came after WJRH. Crazy. Had to look up. So this show is rather, I don't know, it's interesting, but I feel like all the songs come together in a weird way. So this first song is by the one, the only, David Bowie, Space Oddity. Enjoy.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. Now it's time.
That was Space Oddity by David Bowie. That song's based off of Stanley Kubrick's movie, 2001, A Space Odyssey, which I haven't watched yet. Apparently it's the bee's knees, but I haven't watched it yet. So maybe I'll get around to that sometime. Anyway, like that song. Hot take, I like that song. Next song is Sweet Step by Julia Jacklin. Who else would I be playing but Julia Jacklin? But this song hits a little different. There's one lyric that just gets me every time. I won't spoil it. I'll tell you after you listen to the song. So be on the lookout for a little special lyric. Peace. That was Sweet Step by Julia Jacklin. I just don't know what this woman is drinking, but her voice, butter. I don't even know, like beyond butter. I don't know.
Margarine.
No, wait, what are they eating? She's Australian. What are they? Vegemite. No, I feel like Vegemite, it's like gritty. I don't know. Anyway, if you thought that song was transcendental, listen to this song. Andy Schaaf played him last time I was had a show, which was like a month ago, but he's Canadian and he has this song called The Magician, and it has just a similar effect. So here we go.
We'll be right back.
That was The Magician by Andy Schaaf. Great song. I think that if him and Julia Jacklin made one song together, I think, well, I don't even know what I would do. Hopefully it would be good. Anyway, this next song's a little bit of a different vibe, but it's also similar. It's Charcoal Baby by Blood Orange. Good artist. Honestly, I started listening to his music through the movie Palo Alto, which I was supposed to watch kind of recently with my friends, but we never got around to it. But anyway, this is Charcoal Baby from, I think, his latest album, which I think came out last year. Anyway, enjoy. That was Charcoal Baby by Blood Orange. His real name's Dev Hines. It's like 33 from East London. Really interesting information. But I really thought he was younger. Anyway, he always does really cool things with his music. It's always very cool. This next song is by Dr. Dog, who I've been playing a bunch this semester as well. And they've been around for a while. A band from Philadelphia. Pretty close to home. Fly, Eagles, fly. This is Buzzing in the Light by Dr. Dog. Enjoy. That was Buzzing in the Light by Dr. Dog. This next song is called Ruthless by The Marías, who I think I've played a bunch. I think I've played a bunch of their own music. I think I also played a song they did with Triathlon once. But anyway, this is Ruthless by The Marías. Similar vibe. All their music's really cool, instrumentally, and also lyrically. She has a really nice voice. Anyway, enjoy. Thank you. That was Ruthless by the Marías. This next song is off an album released this week, or last week, or maybe Sunday, by Rex Orange County, the king of indie. It's off his album Pony. The song's called Pluto Projector. It's good. It's a very good, sad song. Anyway, yeah, enjoy.
Great protector, is that what I'm supposed to be? What if all this counts for nothing? Everything I thought I'd be. What if by the time I realize it's too far behind to see? 70 mil projector, I can show you everything. Yeah. And we're on our way to glory, where the show won't ever end, and the encore lasts forever, and it's time with you to spend. I'll do the same as you, I'll try and hold it up. Soon I hope, or as soon as I'm old enough.
That was Pluto Projector off of Rex Orange County's newest album, Pony. I think it's really good. I think he does a really good job dealing with the hype that he's gotten since his last album and staying true to himself. I understand that it can get annoying sometimes when like artists like that blow up, and I feel like they sometimes deal with it in like the wrong way. But I really, you know, have a lot of admiration for the guy. He's very cool and very grounded. And he's so young. He's like 22, 21, whatever. And he's British, so makes him cooler. Anyway, so Frank Ocean put out a new song also recently, but I can't play it because it's explicit. Also, in my opinion, it's not that good. But he got me thinking about his other songs. So we're listening to Pink and White off of Blonde. I feel like it goes along with the theme of the night. Anyway, Pink and White, Frank Ocean, Blonde, enjoy.
All this year, he calls, say what I'm to write in the shoe.
That was Pink and White from Frank Ocean's album Blonde. There was a point in my life where I didn't have Spotify Premium, and I was taking the subway to school every day, so I didn't even have service, so I couldn't listen to Spotify ads. And the only album I had saved to my phone was Blonde by Frank Ocean, and I listened to that for a month, which was fine. It's a good album. But I was sad for an entire month. I was reflective. No, just because this entire album is, like, I guess it doesn't make me necessarily sad, but it gets me in my, like, in my feels. Anyway, this next song is called Anytime by Snail Mail, who have played a bunch. Yeah. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Anytime by Snail Mail. Very good song, but it's also sad. Anyway, this next song is off the Strokes album Come Down Machine, my favorite Strokes album. One of my favorite songs off their album, 80s Come Down Machine. It's very good. I listen to it while I run. Enjoy.
Thank you.
In the effort to save time, I cut that 12 seconds short. But that was 80s Calm Down Machine by The Strokes. Such a good song. Anyway, this is my last song, and I'm just going to leave after this. But it's the Space Song by Beach House. Last time I tried to play Beach House, I didn't play it. And then I turned Robo DJ on after my set, and it was playing PPP by Beach House, which I was going to play. Anyway, so I figured I would play Beach House to end the set that started with Space Oddity and we're ending with Space Song. I didn't mean to do it, but I kind of... kind of went off with that one. Anyway, this is Space Song by Beach House. Hope you have a great week. I'll be here next week if all goes to plan. And yeah, enjoy. Bye.